This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Of course, it does pay to listen to the podcast. We mentioned that before. We gave a Alpha Bucks yesterday because someone listened to the podcast, got the answer, letter, all that. And now they're $1,000 richer.
It's that good.
So I guess what I want to say is hello, winners. Right?
Well, technically, if you crunch the numbers, people that listen to this podcast versus the ones that don't are typically winners.
You know what? I'm going to start a movement. From now on, if you listen to the podcast, you're a winner. I'm going to call you winners. That's how we separate our fans, right?
But then does that mean we're calling the ones that don't lose it?
No, we just don't call them anything. Let those Alan Carly listeners. They're listeners. Yeah. They're lovely people and they contribute and they're awesome. But people who listen to the podcast, winners.
Yeah.
So if you're a winner.
You're in the pod.
You know what? Let's test if people are actually listening. If you are listening right now, you're a winner. Just comment in the Alan Carly Facebook group going, hey, winners. Or something like that. Let us know.
Oh, yeah, like a little secret society.
Little secret society. Hey, yeah, like the podcast crew. Yeah.
Pod crew.
The pod crew. Winner's crew. Winner's circle. There you go. Hey, let's give them the letter and the answer for tomorrow. M for mango.
Okay.
The letter there. And starting with M, we could give it away tomorrow. We could give it away.
I hope so.
Yeah, we could totally give it away. All right, this is the hardest one.
The boss is away too.
Absolutely. He's going to be so angry we give it away four times while he's away. M for mango. Starting with that, give me a instrument.
Mandolin.
Perfect. Bang.
Is that one?
Yep.
What
absolutely.
Instrument's that? Where did that come from? How do I know that?
It's like the old-fashioned kind of guitar, lute kind of thing. It's cute as hell.
Is that a Star Wars series mandolin?
Mandalorian.
Oh.
Yep. Nice try, bud.
Oh, mandolin. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. Also, isn't mandolin the name of like the slicer that you can use? Like it's like a...
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's part of the lute family.
I literally said that.
Oh, sorry.
Is there an echo in here?
Sorry. You know, I can't do two things at once. I was Googling. Oh, well, there you go.
Mandolin is a slicer as well, I said. Yeah, cool.
Now, what's the other one?
I don't know how to pronounce it, so I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Should I
say it? Just
say
mandolin.
Yeah, say mandolin. Now people are going to want to know what the other one is. Marimba? Yeah, I don't know.
Now we're confusing people. Mandolin. Just say mandolin.
Now I need to know what this
but
is.
But don't say Mandalorian.
No, don't
say mandolin.
That. Great show, but.
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen it.
It's really
is
good.
Is that where Baby Yoda's from?
Correct.
Right. Is it weird that I like Baby Yoda?
Marimba.
That's the instrument, by the way.
Marimba.
Marimba. It looks like a giant xylophone. Yeah. Anyway, yep, cool. There you go. Yeah, Baby Yoda's in it. Great series. I think they're into series 3 from it, but they've had a bunch of spin-offs. Really, really good. Nerdy as hell.
Who's behind that?
Like as in the actors? Pedro Pascal?
No, I mean like, oh, is he in it?
Yeah, he's the Mandalorian. Handsome as hell.
Is that a spoiler?
No.
Oh.
No. No, his name's in the credits.
Oh.
You don't see his face much. Because he wears the helmet the whole time.
Oh, well, yeah, well, but what's the point then?
But then, spoilers, if I was to continue talking about his face, so I won't.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm never going to watch it.
Okay. Well, people could, so I don't want to ruin it for the winners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Enjoy the podcast.
Winners.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
A bit of a predicament has made it online, and now we're going to talk about it on air because that's how the world works.
So this has kind of sparked a lot of debate on Reddit. So essentially what the situation is a woman has actually asked if she's in the wrong for asking her friend to not come to her birthday dinner if she planned on bringing her child.
Okay.
So the woman rented out a private room with a bar at a restaurant. She also hired a babysitter to take care of her 3-year-old as it was an adults-only event.
Okay.
Then her friend said, can I bring my... Well, said she was going to bring her 5-year-old.
Okay.
And then basically she was offered to pay her... She offered to pay her babysitter extra to watch her friend's daughter, but she said no. And so essentially this broke out into a fight and the woman then eventually said, you know what, it's just best that you don't come at all.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning. I feel like she couldn't be more accommodating. Like, there are some events that you don't want kids at. Like, I mean, that comes
now,
from me as someone that doesn't have a child
let's
yet.
Let's listen to both sides of the coin. Because there must be a reason why she didn't want to, like, why she wanted to bring her child with her.
All right. What's the other side?
The reason was she didn't want someone to babysit her daughter because she would have been at daycare all day. And then she doesn't want her to go from daycare all day and then to with a babysitter all night.
Look, I can understand that, but it's one day. Like, how often is a woman going out? You know what I mean?
That's the thing, isn't it? Like,
And at the end of the day, it's your friend's birthday. You just don't go then. If you can't go,
The thing is, I had a bit of a similar situation with my engagement party where I said no kids allowed.
Now, it's your choice.
A few of my friends were like not happy with this. And I basically said, I want time with you where you can, you know, be engaged and not be a parent. Because a lot of my friends have younger kids where they're kind of, you know, they're not self-sufficient. They're not going to go and sulk in a corner on a screen. They're going to be, mum, I'm bored, this, that, and the other. And
I'm like that with Jula, to be fair. So
the venue that I had was just not child-friendly or set up for children. There was nothing for them to do.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it was a bit of tension at the start. But at the end, all of them come to me and said, I had the best weekend ever away from my kids. I'm so glad that they weren't here. And they're all, you know, parents that love their kids. But
yeah, I don't know about that.
But I do think the flip side of it is I'm more open-minded as someone that doesn't have kids and has a lot of friends with kids. I think to myself, if that is the only way I can see you and that is a huge part of your life, bring the child along. You're a mum. You can't just forget that part of your personality. I do think you have to have a level of accommodation there. But I feel like in this instance where the friend has offered up a solution to help
her. Giving her a babysitter. Literally, I feel like she's gone above and beyond. I think she's a bad person. I really cannot wait because my child, obviously, July is the date. I will never be going out again. I am leaning into the fact that I wish I could, but I got a child. I bring the kid. Oh, no, I couldn't possibly. You will never see me outside again. I'm looking forward to it. This predicament won't happen for me. They'll be like, I invited my friend, but he doesn't ever want to turn up to things because he blames his child. That's me.
So if I say, yep, Alan, bring the child too?
No.
What about when people want to meet the child?
God, no.
Going to hide the poor child away from the world like the Notre Dame is.
Absolutely. She's going to be hiding around like in their little quarters. Like Beauty and the Beast. They're like, I'm a monster. No one can see my child. Absolutely. Why would I?
I don't know. I just think it might be a different story. I reckon you're going to get cabin fever within like 2 weeks.
People can come to me.
What, like the Godfather?
You come to me on the them. Why not?
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
The Fame Game.
Now, Alan,
yes.
You have embarrassed me, producer Shelby, and your inner circle.
No, I haven't, because I feel like every time I fail this segment, I technically get a win, because it means I haven't retained the pop culture knowledge, which is what I really want out of this world.
Alan, your whole reputation is riding on this, and your unborn child.
What I've done
is I've tried to make it a little easier on you, okay?
Okay.
So,
For the sake of my unborn child, I hope so.
Well, me too. I mean, like I said, there's a lot riding on this.
Okay.
So, I have decided to do something more in your wheelhouse. So, We are going with this particular show we all grew up with. Now, how this is going to work is I'm going to throw out three celebrities.
Yep.
And one of them has not lent their voice to the series.
Okay.
Let's start with the first round.
Please.
Justin Bieber.
Yep.
Anne Hathaway.
Yep.
Or Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
Now walk yourself through it.
I feel like Bieber's done it. I feel like he's done it. Anne Hathaway's the one where I'm like, I don't think so. But I feel like I'd remember if Jim Carrey did it or not. And I can't recall him doing it. This is really, really hard, this one. I actually have no clue. I feel like I'd remember if Jim Carrey did it. But then again, was he so forgettable that I don't know? I'm going to go with Jim Carrey. I'm locking in Jim Carrey only because I feel like I would remember it.
Woo! Thank goodness, off to a great start.
Yes! Thank God.
Justin Bieber voiced himself in The Fabulous Faker Boy. Anne Hathaway was in it twice, actually. And Jim Carrey turned it down. He was almost on season 12, but he was busy.
Oh, aren't we all?
Thank goodness. Now, let's go to the second round. Okay. A, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yep.
B, Tom Cruise. Or C, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
That's the one.
Paul McCartney's done it. He was in the vegan episode. Tom Cruise, I feel like he would have done it. Who was the other option?
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter guy.
I feel like he would have done it too. He's good. He likes having a bit of fun and enjoying
it. So we've ruled out Paul, what's his name?
Yeah, Paul McCartney. I'm ruling him out.
He was also a Beatle.
Yes, correct.
I think he's more known for his solo work now. But
no, he's not. Jesus. Okay, I'm going to go. This is a really hard one. I'm going to go Tom Cruise. Yes. Okay.
Now, apparently, he was in an episode, yeah. But he didn't lend his voice to it.
No, because I remember, but he didn't actually speak. So,
Apu's Fantasy was what he was in.
That's right.
All right, let's finish it with this one, Alan. Not needed. You've already absolutely knocked it out of the park, impressing us all. Our jaws are on the floor. But just to put a cherry on top.
Okay.
Here we go.
I feel like you fight this too much.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Okay, Michael Jackson, definitely yes.
And Nicole Kidman.
Okay. I feel like Meryl Streep would have done it, just purely for her longevity in the industry. Nicole Kidman. Oh, but Nicole Kidman might have. Tom Brad Pitt. I'm leaning.
Take your time with it, Alan.
More towards Nicole Kidman. Having not done it out of the bunch. Meryl Streep, I feel like she's been around for so long. She might have done it fairly recently. I'm going Nicole Kidman.
Yes!
Jeez, a lot of energy.
Whew. Your child is going to be very happy when it's born.
Really? Because of my Simpsons knowledge.
Yes.
I think the opposite, but okay, sure.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and if you've been following our adventure, we're creating a sauce all to pair up with our Cheers movement, because you know what? Cheers doesn't have to be restricted just for the evening. It can happen in the morning as well as this sauce. It doesn't just happen to be for your dinners. You can use it for your breakfast, Carly.
Yeah, we are literally turning the day on its head.
And I love it. And to help us out with this exciting movement, from Gods of Sauces, godsofsauces.com.au, if you'd like to get your hand on any of their products, is Shay Cooper. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, we gave you a hell of a challenge. And by that, I mean we gave you some really, really vague notes. And we said, all right, we kind of want this, we kind of want that, and we kind of changed our mind. Actually, we want this, we want that. But you have somehow managed to take all these ideas from listeners and us and turned it into an actual concept. And in my hot little hands right now, I have a bottle of the sauce.
You do. And I did manage to, put it all together. It was a bit of a nightmare at some points. But anyway, we got there in the end.
Now, Shay, we have in front of us a barbecue sauce infused with caramelized onion morning sauce. It sounds amazing. Do you want to walk us through some of the ingredients that we're about to try?
Yeah, so wanted to do a barbecue sauce for you guys, obviously, because it's a great sauce to have in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do something a bit different, really. So the caramelized onions, I'm going to be honest, that wasn't my idea. So that was somebody else's idea.
That was
so
all our ideas, the listeners and me.
Onion makes everything
exactly.
better.
We knew that we needed to stick some spices in there, not just talking about chili neither. So we wanted a little bit of chili spicy up in the morning, but we wanted some actual normal spices as well. So we added a really big range of spices, and getting them spices to balance was a bit of a trick.
Yep.
But I think we pulled it off. And then, we wanted to have some smoke, so we had some natural maple smoke as well. And then, we just finished it off with a little bit of sweetness and obviously tomatoes.
Right.
Okay, now I've just opened the lid.
Let me open mine.
Oh, that smells beautiful.
Oh, that smells
you can
so good.
Smell the smokedness of it.
Yeah.
So obviously you'll also get some roasted garlic coming through as well.
Yeah.
That is a massive factor of the sauce.
I could actually wear that as a perfume.
don't wear it.
I have every dog in the neighborhood following me.
This smells amazing. Okay. You want to taste it first, Carly? Have you already tasted it?
No. I've actually exercised some self-control
here. Shay, she looks so excited right now. I've never seen her this
smell,
happy.
Honestly, Shay, garlic, onion, honestly, what more do you need?
All right, okay, here we go.
Exactly. Let's taste.
Well, it's a bit more into it, to be honest. You do need a little bit more. But anyway, she's having a taste. Her eyes are widening.
Oh, my God, Shay, you've bloody done it. Not that I was ever in doubt. But this is the best sauce in the world.
I'm just getting a little bit on my finger.
I agree.
I haven't had every single sauce in the world, but every sauce I've ever had in the world is not as good as this. This is awesome.
Okay, I'm tasting it now. Oh, you've bloody done it. That's
you've
fantastic.
You've bloody done it, Shay.
It's sweet. So, it's barbecue. It's got there's not really much spice, but there's a little bit of that spicy flavor, if that makes sense.
But I feel like there's you've balanced all the spices.
Oh, no, that's really good.
Like, that is what you want, that extra flavor.
I like it.
And I like that it's a little bit thick but not runny.
No, but I was worried because I know how Shea is with spice. I mean, we saw him on MKR one year where he basically brought all the judges to tears with the chili that he had in the room.
I can handle it. The sweetness. You've bloody done it.
Shea, you've done it.
You are still the god of sauces.
If you want to go to the website and find out more information, make sure you do so. godsofsauces.com.au. You can see the huge range of sauces that are available. And this is fantastic. We need to start distributing this right now. Let's put an order in, Shea. Let's just say a couple of hundred.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
I'm sure we'll be able to move them.
All right, then a couple extra hundred then. I have no authority here.
Can we just write on the bottle somewhere, best sauce in the world, and that'll move them?
Absolutely. Shea, thank you so much for your help today. And, of course, the patience that you've had to have as well dealing with us. We appreciate it.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. Cheers to you. Cheers. Once again, that website, godsofsauces.com.au, and keep it tuned right here on HIT. We'll reveal soon how you get your hands on this hot little sauce.
The world's best sauce.
The world's best sauce. Alan and Carly's morning sauce. You're on HIT.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
On 131060, we're asking, what childish thing do you still love, Carly?
Yes, because I went to a water park over the weekend and I forgot just how much fun they are, even as an adult.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. I did one 10 years ago now. I was going to say when I was 25 and I went to the Gold Coast and yeah.
So much fun.
It's been a while, but I need to get back on that.
Well, block out your weekend.
Nah, I'm busy. but let's open up. Renee from Bunbury kicks us off. What childish thing do you still love as an adult?
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Renee.
Do you know what? Yesterday, I made fairy bread.
Like, was it for yourself?
Yeah, for myself.
Was it just as good, Renee?
With, like, a lot of butter, and then, you know, you dip the bread into the sprinkles on the plate, so you cut it into triangles.
Yes!
I love that you cut it into triangles.
And then I just sat there. Oh, yeah, and I just sat there in my glory and just, ate fairy bread.
That's adulting.
And was it good, but?
Oh, it was amazing.
I love that.
You can hear no voice.
I love that, Renee. Please tell me that you're going to take it for a packed lunch at work.
You know what? I think I might even go one step further and make a big platter to put on the staff room table.
Oh, that's good. Amazing,
sharing
Renee.
Is caring. Let's go to Smelly Jeans, Brian out of Kalgoorlie. Mate, what is it for you, the childish thing that you still love as an adult?
I still bring out the old Xbox.
Xbox 360.
Hell yeah. How much time do you get to play that, mate?
Oh, usually when I'm on break because I get a week off, so I usually get the old Fallout 4. In survival mode.
That's so awesome.
I love it. Now, I might be out of line asking this, but can I ask your age bracket? You don't have to say your specific age.
In January, I turned 66.
Love it. Still playing Xbox. That's brilliant.
Awesome, man. I love that. I want to play my games more. I'm going to cut some time out. I might have to leave early again today, Carly, to play some.
I'm sure you'll have plenty of time when the baby comes.
I think that's how it works, right? Smelly Jeans, Brian?
Yep, and my missus went off because I bought a humongous TV the size of the wall just to play the Xbox.
Okay, well, yeah, now right. we're taking a little too far.
There is a line.
Alan and Carly, the podcast. Naughty at 6:40.
Now, this is where we get a little bit more risque in the show. Kids, run away and go back to doing your school holiday shenanigans for the adults, but maybe something to take away from this segment today, as experts have revealed that couples should sleep in separate rooms to increase their chemistry.
Now, this is interesting because on Friday we went for drinks with a couple friend of ours and they revealed that for years they've slept in separate rooms.
Interesting.
And I was surprised by that. And it's actually more common, I think, than people realise.
Yeah,
they said it's fine for their relationship. Russell's an absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I'm a not.
But also, he's more of the snorer than I am.
I was about
to say. So he has got, I've got more to lose.
Yeah. But you already have your two dogs in bed with you as well, so
exactly.
It's not like. Yeah. I feel like you want to seize on the opportunities. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're in separate beds, then all of a sudden it becomes like a formal invitation for sexy time.
Little knock at the door.
Like, hello. Like, what does he want? You know what I want. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, but if you're in the same bed, then you can lean over and be like, hey, and start rubbing it back, and all of a sudden it's like, go away.
You could pop the door open, put the ankle through.
Hello.
Move the ankle around a little bit.
I already do that in my own bedroom.
Well, apparently, It actually is working for a lot of couples. Researchers are calling it sleep divorce, meaning they share everything else in life except bedrooms, allowing them to avoid getting woken in the night by noisy partners, doona hogs, or early morning alarms. Now, I think...
that's all me.
I know. And happy wife, happy life, right? No one is happy when they're sleep deprived. I don't care who you are.
What's that meant to mean? I'm so sorry.
But you know what I mean? Like, it actually makes perfect sense. Because it's like if you're refreshed and well-rested, you're coming down the hallway in your robe as you greet your husband. Hello. Yeah. How are you, honey? Nice to meet
you. Handshake, because I assume that's where you're at in the marriage if you're doing this.
I think
brief introduction. Hello, I'm Carly. We're Matt. Okay, cool. I live here with you as well, in the other end of the house.
I have time to put full hair and makeup on.
Oh, you're never going to do that. Never. What are you talking about?
No, absolutely not.
I don't know.
Do you know what, I don't think it's the most controversial thing.
No, it's not, but it's not for me.
But why do you say that, Alan? What about when the baby comes?
What's that going to do with anything?
The baby's going to be in the room as well. Yeah. Everyone's going to be screaming, crying.
Yeah, but that's normal. Me screaming and crying at night's normal. That's what Jewel has to put up with. That's life, baby. That's life. It's called night terrors. I have them every day. I have to go back to work. You know, it's fine. I just think... Like, once you do that, you can't go back.
Oh, you sound Russell. Just give it a go. Don't be so close-minded. No, no. It's 2024.
If I was to create another bed for anything, it'd be for eating. It'd be my eating bed over there and my sexy time bed over there. Well, and my sleeping bed as well. Three beds.
My sleeping bed is my eating bed, which
I know. That's gross.
I've almost been kicked out of it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Who doesn't want a bit of crunch when they sleep?
Everyone. Everyone doesn't want a bit of crunch when they sleep.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Carly.
Now, Alan,
producer Shelby just cranking a bit of JoJo in the back.
Now, off air, Shelby has been walking us through the whole rebrand of JoJo Siwa.
Can we please just talk about that? I know it's ridiculous.
She is very passionate about it.
Yeah, she really is.
I would say more passionate about that than our show.
Oh, well, that's not news.
But anyway, Alan, I wanted to talk about something that I did over the long weekend.
Okay.
Now, I thought this is something that you would be onto straight away as soon as I came back. And I thought he's either A, acknowledge it and being polite, or B, you just haven't noticed.
I reckon it's probably that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie.
I think the face tattoo is a good choice. I just don't know why you'd get a moustache. Anyway, it's your choice.
I was getting pandemic vibes over the long weekend because I had all this free time and no plans.
And a cough.
And
didn't stop it.
And I reckon it was about, I don't know, probably an hour in to realizing I faced 4 days in the house that I started getting a bit stir crazy.
You don't have a fringe. I don't know what I'm looking for. What am I looking for?
Now, maybe look at the bottoms. Maybe draw your eye down.
I can't see the screens here.
Because I got a little snip happy, Alan. I couldn't handle it.
Oh, well, you got rid of all the dead ends. There's nothing wrong with
thank
that.
Thank you.
Now, it was like a cemetery in here at one point with all of them. It's good to see they're gone.
But Russell.
Nah, it's cute. You've gone a cute length. Obviously, got a professional fix it, but still looks all right.
Yeah, it needs fixing. It is like three different lengths, my hair, at the moment. And you know what? I'm just going to stick by it because I'm at the point now where if I try and fix it, I'm making it worse.
Yep.
And I'm trying to hang on to every little bit of strands of hair that I have left. Because I'll be honest, I got way too snip happy. I cut way too much. And it is so much shorter than what I wanted it to be.
It's cute.
So I'm like, I think I'm just going to have uneven hair. I have seen people kind of looking at it and doing the measurements with their eye.
I don't think anyone's looking at it.
Think? No. You can definitely tell.
I did see it before, and there was one point where I did start talking about your hair in a past tense on behalf of all the dead ends.
Do you know what, though? I'd rather have uneven hair than dead ends. Like, I'm glad that I did it.
Well, if they're the two options, sure.
Here's it's one or the other.
Well, here's the third option. You get a proper haircut, and you don't have dead hair.
Do you know what's crazy, though? Saying. I've actually, you know, I rarely go to the hairdressers.
Oh, we're aware. I mean, it's obvious.
I've actually booked into the hairdressers
Why
for 2 weeks.
Why am I throwing so much shade at you, by the way? I feel bad. Especially with my hair the way it is at the moment. I'm still trying to grow it out. I apologize.
It must be nice to have even hair and luscious locks.
It's not even.
So I've booked into the hairdressers
for
2 weeks' time to get something done that's
two
not
weeks?
A haircut.
Yeah. I'm going to look at this for 2 weeks. Sorry, I'm sorry. Continue.
But the thing is, I do not want her to cut my hair. I don't want her to even it up. I just want to leave it like this.
Carly, yes, you do.
I love you, hairdressers. I love you. You do a great job. And what you do is amazing. But you give you an inch, you take off four. And I know what will happen. I will end up with a lob. I will end up with
just
a lob.
Ask for like 2 mil to be taken
off. I've done that before. And then it's under my ears. I'm going to have to say to her, look, there was an incident with some chewing gum. I'm just going to leave it. And you don't worry about straightening it up. I'm hoping she just won't notice.
Oh, no, everyone can notice. Look, to full circle this, from where we started talking about at the beginning of this conversation to where we are now, my pitch to distract people, hi, pony, JoJo Siwa
style. Just put a big bow over it.
And put a big bow and hide it.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.